Hello, everyone. Welcome into another episode of Kentucky Daily, a daily podcast covering your University of Kentucky Wildcats. I'm Sean Smith, flying solo today just to record a recap and a rundown of a few topics that have happened around UK athletics and to discuss some preseason basketball polls that have been updated by Jeff Goodman and Gary Parrish of CBS Sports. Derek's not able to record today. He's got some things going on, but you do have an episode with Kentucky football commitment Ty Bryant that we recorded on Wednesday. That is now in your podcast feed, so give that one a check. And this one as well, obviously. So just want to hop on here and talk about a few things that has happened maybe in the last 24 to 48 hours. And then some things that kind of just looking forward and into next week, maybe preview some podcast guests that we're going to have here on Kentucky Daily. But let's start with the biggest news. And I mean, it's not groundbreaking news or anything like that, but I think it's pretty cool. So UK Athletics announced on Thursday, and they confirmed what everyone kind of already knew, is that Brad Calipari is joining the Kentucky men's basketball staff as a graduate assistant coach. So Brad will be helping with everything on the court. He'll be with film study, all of that. So I think that's a really cool thing that Brad is getting to do. And I'm sure that John Calipari is really happy to have him back in Lexington, because you know that he started his career at Kentucky as a walk-on, because I think this was his ultimate goal, was to get into coaching at some point, but then chose to play 2 years at Detroit and get some playing experience before he started this grind as a graduate assistant, and then hopefully as an assistant at some point. And I'm sure that Brad has aspirations and hopes of being a head coach at some point in his life. That's why you get into the graduate assistant role, is you want to make sure you're climbing the ladder and start off. And I definitely could see Brad having a position in this game for a very long time if he's able to have some success. But starting off at Kentucky with his dad, you know, that's something that Cal's going to talk about, is a really cool thing for him. But I think it's also cool for Ellen Calipari. You know that she's happy to have Brad back in Lexington. But Brad went to Twitter on Thursday and just kind of shared his thoughts. He said, "I'm extremely excited and honored to begin my coaching career at the University of Kentucky. I would like to thank everyone who has supported me along the way as I continue to chase my ultimate dream of one day becoming a head coach." So there you go. I already lived one of my dreams in being able to suit up for the greatest fans in the country in the BBN, but now coaching, wow. The path basketball has taken me has been an incredible one so far individually, but the opportunity to be a part of helping a player change his life and his family's life is my motivation. I've had a firsthand chance to see what Kentucky can do for players and their families, and I promise to do all that I can to help each one of them achieve their dreams. I do not take this opportunity lightly and appreciate the chance to begin my coaching career at the Mecca of college basketball. I'm eager to learn from our tremendous staff led by an okay coach, LOL, not a Hall of Famer or anything." So really, really good tweet there by Brad to share that information and to get out there and kind of put his thoughts on social media about what this means for him. I think it's a very cool experience, and I think that's a cool storyline that I'm sure that John Calipari will comment on at some point. But now let's get into speaking about the basketball roster and the team. So Jeff Goodman released his updated preseason top 25. All of it had to change with Amani Bates deciding to go to Memphis. So obviously Memphis is going to be a trendy pick, probably be a top 10 team in everyone's preseason poll. So I'm just now seeing this for the first time. So I'm going to scroll through and tell you where Jeff has Memphis, and then I'll tell you where he has Kentucky. Then obviously I don't want to pull too much content, because I want Jeff to be able to get the clicks and everything off of his article. But Jeff has Memphis at 7. So Memphis moves up to 7. Meanwhile, Kentucky is still holding on to a top 10 spot, according to Jeff Goodman. So Jeff has Kentucky at number 10. From what I'm seeing, that is the highest rated team from the SEC. I see Texas there at number 2, a future SEC school. Arkansas at 11 in Jeff Goodman's updated top 25. Just going to read the SEC schools off. So Kentucky at 10, Arkansas at 11. I'm assuming Alabama. Alabama at 16, Tennessee at 17. Making sure there's no one else in here before Auburn at 24. So there's the SEC teams in Jeff Goodman's top 25. And then I'm going to go to Gary Parrish's Twitter account and pull up his top 25 and one. So he added a team there at the end that was on the verge of maybe getting in the top 25. I can tell you that Gary had Kentucky at 14 which was not the highest ranked team in the SEC. It was actually the third highest ranked team in the SEC. Memphis moved up in his to number seven, so up 10 spots from where Gary previously had Memphis. So obviously, when you have a team jump that far, some teams got to move down. Kentucky was at 13. Now they're at 14. The two teams ahead of Kentucky, you got Arkansas at 10. A lot of people love Eric Musselman's team this season. And then you got Nate Oates' Alabama squad there at number 12. And then the same thing at the bottom, Tennessee's at 20, and then Auburn's at 22. So those are the teams from the SEC that everyone's kind of looking at and thinking that those are going to be top 25 clubs. I'm making sure I haven't missed anything in this piece from Gary. He recognizes the players that have left. He also notable returnees, Davion Mintz, Keon Brooks, Dante Allen, Jacob Toppin, Lance Ware, and then, of course, all those transfers and those three freshmen coming in. But when you look at Gary's top 25, it's wild to think that probably only Kentucky can go from a 9-16 squad to a top 15 club. All the other teams there in the top 15, North Carolina 18-11, Houston 28-4, Alabama 26-7. Everyone else had really good records. Duke, obviously, 13-11, had a down year a year ago as well. So only Kentucky could probably recover from a season like 9-16 and make it into the top 25. I think I only see one more team with a losing record last season in this top 25, and that was Auburn at 13-14. So the SEC well represented there. And we'll continue to update as some others will release preseason rankings. I know preseason rankings probably don't mean much to you guys, but I think it's cool to kind of read and see where guys are and see how national writers view Kentucky. I'm sure Derek and I will maybe go through and do some preseason rankings as well on the basketball side of things. Transitioning over to football, we hope that you really enjoyed the episode that we published on Wednesday, talking about the top 10 storylines surrounding Kentucky football entering the 2021 season. We listed those all. I don't want to go down the list. I'm sure you can guess what number one was if you haven't listened to that yet. It's Will Levis and how good he can be at quarterback for Kentucky. But I'm going to save all those others. If you haven't heard that episode, please go back and listen to it. I think it's one of our better episodes that we've honestly published on the football side, because we took the time to kind of discuss all 10 of those storylines. And then there's a couple of storylines to watch as opening kickoff is just a little more than a week away now. Kentucky and Louisiana Monroe will kick off at noon Eastern time next Saturday at Kroger Field, Saturday, September 4th. Last time I looked at weather, most people are probably keeping an eye on that considering it's a noon game in September on the season opener. But I looked at the weather this morning and didn't look too bad. So 82 degrees right now is the listed high on my weather app on my phone for Lexington next Saturday. So if it's only 82 degrees, it's pretty manageable considering that it has been much warmer on that noon kickoff. I remember the game a couple of years ago with Toledo that it was really, really hot for the season opener. Also, Jacquez Jones, transfer from Ole Miss, has returned to practice after a little bit of a nagging injury through fall camp. Nick Roush of Kentucky Sports Radio, I saw him report that on Thursday. So that's very good news for Mark Stoops' team to get Jacquez out there in that linebacker core. Kentucky has a lot of talent on that side of the ball. Jones was the leading tackler a season ago at Ole Miss. So you obviously want that guy healthy leading into the season. But Kentucky football right around the corner. We have a lot of content that has been pumped out on this podcast over the last 4 or 5 days, football related. So we talked our season predictions. Derek had Kentucky 9-3. I had them 10-2, even though I said I think they actually end up 9-3. And then we had the top 10 storylines. We had Ty Bryant on yesterday's. So that episode dropped on Thursday. So if you haven't checked that out, please do so. One thing that I did miss on the basketball side, I know I talked about it on Wednesday's episode, is Kentucky did add Southern to the non-conference schedule, and we should be getting, in my opinion, a schedule pretty soon with dates and times and all that in the order of what the SEC schedule will go. We should get a full UK basketball schedule. I'm assuming here, wouldn't shock me sometime in the next week to 2 weeks. I know they sent out a press release last Friday with Big Blue Madness dates, which was the 15th of October. And then I believe the blue white game is the 22nd of October. I'll double check that. But those dates, and at the bottom, it said the schedule should be available soon. So I'm thinking sometime into this month, which we are at now, or the 1st of September, we should get a full schedule But Kentucky did add Southern as part of that Unity Series, a five-year series with the SWAC. I think that's really, really cool what John Calipari is putting together with that. And one more note, too. Brad Calipari to the men's basketball staff as a graduate assistant. And according to Kyle Tucker, it sounds like former player Riley Welch, former walk-on, will be doing the same. That's another guy that has aspirations of coaching. So that's really cool to keep two guys on staff, two guys that know the program, know these guys, know the landscape and what it means to play at Kentucky. I think that's a big deal anytime you can add people like that to your team. But I just wanted to hop on here and make sure that we got you some content out there, just a little rundown. Give me your thoughts on the top 25 from Gary Parrish and the top 25 from Jeff Goodman. Goodman has them as a top 10 team at number 10. Parrish has them on CBS Sports as number 14 in the country. I think some people, that's probably where Kentucky's going to fall, honestly, when we're talking preseason rankings. Somewhere between 8 to 15 is where I think a lot of people will have Kentucky. I don't think a lot of people are going to put them much higher. But anytime somebody can go 9-16 and bounce back and be in that ballpark in that range, it's pretty impressive what John Calipari's put together. So we'll see what Kentucky will do on the hardwood, but pretty soon we'll see what Kentucky football can do on the gridiron. Reminder, that's a Saturday noon Eastern time kickoff against Louisiana Monroe at Kroger Field. Mark Stoops will look to even his record as Kentucky's head coach at 500. Pretty impressive considering he was 12-26 for sure at one point. It might have been worse. I do know that it was 12-26 at one point. So it's pretty cool that he could climb back to 500 and then here in a couple of weeks, possibly be above 500. I can't tell you the last time I remember a Kentucky coach being above 500. It's been a while, that's for sure. So a lot of good content coming your way. We have a mailbag tweet up on my Twitter at GBB Country. Be sure to check that out. Send us in your basketball mailbag questions and your football mailbag questions. Keep in mind, those will be recorded at 9 a.m. Eastern time on Friday. So if you get something in after that, we will either get to it on the next episode of Kentucky Daily, or we will get to it on the next mailbag. I'll leave it up to you. If you want me to get to it on the next mailbag, just follow up with a message and say, hey, just wait till the next mailbag. If it's something that needs to be answered ASAP, I may just reply to you and on Twitter and DMs or something, or shoot you a message. If not, we will get to it very soon on Kentucky Daily. But until then, have a great day.